The Iowa caucuses are coming up on February 1st. Now, both Republicans and Democrats are set to use a new program to tally the votes. It's an app that can be downloaded to a smartphone or a tablet. The caucuses are a chaotic event, and in 2012, there was a pretty big mix-up.
Good evening, everyone. The official count shows Mitt Romney won the Iowa caucuses by 8 votes.
But what if that count is wrong? The Iowa Republican Party is still in the process of certifying the results, but one Southern Iowa vote counter says when they do, they're going to discover that Rick Santorum may have actually ended up winning the Iowa caucuses.
That's exactly what they found out. 2 weeks after declaring Mitt Romney the victor, the recount, the tally, the correction said that actually Rick Santorum won in Iowa, and he really could have benefited from the news cycle after the win. He never got it. So now there's a new safeguard in place, a smartphone app that I mentioned. Joining us now is one of the creators, Stan Freck. He's Senior Director for Campaign Technology Services at Microsoft. They partnered with Republicans and Democrats to create the new program for Iowa. Stan Freck, welcome.
Thanks, Todd.
So what does the new app do? How does it try to guarantee no more mistakes from the 1,600 or so chaotic caucus spots in Iowa?
Well, Todd, there's no guarantees in anything, of course. But what we've done is partner with both the Iowa Democratic Party, the Republican Party of Iowa, to provide them apps that are on the three major mobile platforms, on iPhones, on Android, and on Microsoft phones, that caucus precinct chairs can download to their devices and use to report the results from their caucus process. We're not doing anything to change the caucus process itself. They're still running the same way they have been for a long time now. But we're providing them an app that allows them to easily enter the results of that process and provides validation checks and alerts when there seems to be discrepancies in what they are providing back to the central team at headquarters, as well as a validation app for the headquarters team to use to look at those aggregated results, look for anomalies, identify places where they want to reach back out and speak to a precinct chair, and essentially validate the results before they press them forward and publish them out to the public and to the press.
The old system was a touchtone system, and you said raise a flag if there's an anomaly. So that means if some precinct reports George Pataki the winner, that'll flag it because he's not in the race anymore. And they'll say, wait, you guys want to look at that again.
There is the option for people to gather and caucus on behalf of somebody who's not a named nominee. They can do that. But it will be flagging, for example, when there are discrepancies in the total number of counts that a precinct chair might be reporting versus the number that they said were in the room. So if I had 150 people in the room, yet I'm tallying up 223, it would flag that that's a difference and ask if they want to proceed in different ways.
And the system, as I understand it, allows the rest of us who are very interested in real-time results in Iowa to watch as the tally adds up?
Yes, it does. There's an interstitial step. The state parties back at headquarters see the results as they come in real-time. They have some time to check those results, validate that they appear to be reasonable in their minds, reach out to the caucus precinct chairs if they need to, or the county chairs as they decide to do. And once they've decided that those results are valid, they can then essentially publish them to both a public website that the public and the press can watch. And there will be an API, an application programming interface, that some of the press, as well as many of the campaigns themselves, we'll be using to gather that data directly as opposed to looking at it on the website and using it in their own formats.
Do you see a day when we vote by app for president or senator?
I certainly think there's a generation that's going to expect to be able to do so. I think that those forces will continue. I think one of the challenges is, as with all facets of technology, for legislation and the actual rules by which these processes are managed and run to keep up with technology and essentially be updated in order to allow these kinds of things. And you have to have systems and technologies and platforms that are reliable enough to run those processes and secure enough to run those processes.
You also need politicians who want to actually make it easier to vote. Stan Freck, Senior Director for Campaign Technology Services at Microsoft. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Tom.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.